I don't get it. Joey sounded fine.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I tell you what. It was, as you said, 6 o'clock in the morning, and it'd been a hard day's night. A massive, like, that was back in the days of the 3 p.m. grand final. So the moment we finished the game, mate, the whole town just partied. And I vaguely remember Natalie Barr saying, "Matthew, can we get an interview?" And me saying yes for some reason to try to do the right thing. But then, honestly, just gibbering.
The consummate professional is on the line, Nat Barr from Sunrise. Good morning.
Matthew, John.
Hello, Natalie.
I had only been at 7 for 2 years. You just tried my morning. What the hell were you doing,
mate,
that morning?
Every time I see you, you bring it up. And every time I see you, I apologise.
It was fun, wasn't it? I didn't really know how to take you. I didn't know a lot about rugby league. I am from Western Australia, more of an AFL girl. But what I can't tell you and what I still can't tell you is what they were screaming in my ear to get you off.
Oh, God, I can imagine. What. I mean, when you, I must say for the people at Sunrise, when you turn up at a grand final celebration at 6 o'clock in the morning, surely they must know that you're going to get someone who's a little inebriated. Inebriated, just like I am now.
Just like this morning. No, I don't blame you. I just probably shouldn't have gone ahead with it. Of course. I mean, they maybe we didn't expect to get you. Maybe we just we just thought you'd say no.
You
did.
It was back almost 20 years ago, Nat, and simpler times. I can imagine now there would be a degree of outrage.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, you should see my Twitter feed already this morning. That's how I knew you'd run it. I go to bed at 7 o'clock.
God, my God. Well, there you go. There's evidence.
No, you held your nerve beautifully, Nat, as always, honey. And we thank you for joining us this morning on a little bit of an expose on Matthew Johns.
A look back.
Yeah, look back. Yeah.
Bye, guys.
See you, Nat. Thanks, Nat.